We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
From the kitchen. It is a very good evening to you and IUB at 11:03 on a Friday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there at 345 Hudson Street on the other side of the kitchen, Paulie Rosenberg, and no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for our 4-hour Friday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 3 on your fan, New York City.
What do we want to do? Reduce the number of cases coming into the hospitals, slow the number of cases coming into the hospitals. That's what Dr. Fauci is talking about on TV every day. Flatten the curve, flatten the curve, flatten the curve.
Well, that's baseball, and it's my game. You know, you take your worries to the park, and you leave them there.
And Alonso drives one to deep center field. Back goes Brinson, takes a look, and it's out of here!
Swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Betts back, away back. She is gone! A Judgian blast!
You yell like crazy for your guys. Could be lungs. Gives you a lift, and nobody calls the cops.
Slider gets him looking. DeGrom strikes out the side. That's 200 strikeouts for the fourth time in 5 years.
It is a walk-off. Ninth inning, one out, three-run home run by Gleyber Torres.
Slow the number of people coming into hospitals so we can deal with them in the hospitals. And we are working on that.
The hot dog of the game beat roast beef at the Ritz. You see nice people. See your own national game beautifully played.
And Conforto drives one deep right field. Queen gives it a courtesy look, but that ball's out of here.
Swung on and hit there to deep left center field. That ball's high. It is far. No, it is gone. Gary is scary.
It's out of here. Dom Smith back from the injured list. His first at bat in 2 months, and he hits a walk-off home run in the season's final game.
You're hep to what people are talking about in sports.
I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
Because we will overcome.
I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
Once upon a time, we had baseball in July. Once upon a time, we had fans sitting and standing and shouting from the stands. Once upon a time, we had only a catcher and home plate umpire wearing a mask. Once upon a time, we went into extra innings with nobody on base. Once upon a time, you could spit saliva, sunflower seed shells, tobacco juice. You were the man's man. Once upon a time, at the ballpark, you would sing, "Take me out to the ball game." Surprising, because you were already there. tonight on the YES Network. We were treated to an intra-squad classic, one of a very few intra-squad games ever played in July. You'll remember way back when that place next door in the Bronx where the Yankees used to play regular season games. You'll remember, of course, what it was like when we had Major League Baseball in July, coming close to playing half of a 162-game season, waiting for the All-Star break and the second half of the season. But tonight, in the Bronx, on the YES Network, the interview they had during this intra-squad game. You'll remember C.C. Sabathia, the left-hander the Yankees had, retired now from the game when they used to play in March and April, right through September, and, of course, serious October baseball to follow. The old days. The old days when the summer sounds were heard throughout New York City with Major League Baseball. The old days. When there was summertime discussions and debates on those hitting and pitching, running and throwing, when runs were scoring and the fans were roaring. Well, it's 2020. It's 2020, and the prevailing sounds of summer is, well, one of running water, washing hands as you keep your distance on the other side of 6 feet when you're not alone with your own thoughts. Once upon a time, you could go to a ballpark. You could park a car. You could take the 4 or the 7 train, rush through a turnstile, find a seat, raise your arm for a vendor, cotton candy, ice cream, ice cold brews, Red Hots, popcorn, and peanuts, too. Oh, those peanuts. How many times were you looking for that special goober that gave you 3 nuts and 1 shell? Once upon a time. And the time to bring back baseball is now, a week away from what you're maybe going to remember about the game so long ago when it was played. The game will be different now, since no cardboard fan will ever be called for fan interference. The New York Yankees and other teams, including your New York Metropolitans too, they will try to recreate when fans filled the stands, when they stood and gave you the cheer, the Bronx cheer we heard when the Yankees were home. Tonight, we got a preview of the sounds we will hear in the Bronx, in Flushing, too, and all throughout baseball itself. Tonight, we heard at the place next door in the Bronx, Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York City, tonight we heard some walk-up music and the recreated sounds of Yankee fans when fans could come, sit and stand and cheer and watch a total game. And it sounded, watching and listening tonight, it sounded like this at the stadium.
We were under the understanding that MLB was going to give us quite a bit of flexibility to play around things, what you like, what you don't. Different volumes. We played around with walk-up songs. We played around with music. Played around with crowd noises.
Number 11, Brett Gardner.
It is gone. Second deck. Oh, let the Gardy party begin.
Sounds good to me.
Number 27, Giancarlo Stanton.
It is gone.
Giancarlo. Hey, homers to deep left.
Well, that sounds very good to me.
We've tried to change those crowd noises.
Do not throw powder. I might take a sip. Number 25, Gleyber Torres.
And like a good Gleyber, Torres is there.
Oh, that's great.
Number 24, Gary Sanchez.
It is God, the Sanchino.
Nice execution.
You're doing terrific.
Number 29, Gio Urshela.
Whoa, what a home run. Gio Urshela, the most happy fella.
That was fantastic.
It just gave everyone a headache, you know. It's kind of like when you wake up and your brain is kind of like fuzzy and groggy. Like, that's kind of what the sound played.
The Yankees win!
Now, of course, the Yankees were experimenting tonight. A little radical, a little wild and crazy. It certainly sounded a lot more civil when real live people were sitting in those stands. But I'm sure as we go along with the intra squad and the exhibition games coming up over the weekend and next week when they take on the Nationals, of course, that game will be very civil when it comes to the Nationals and the Yankees. And by the way, we understand that D.C., yesterday they were saying no exceptions, Nationals included, even though they beat the buzzer beaters and the garbage bangers and won the World Series and were going to raise the flag and get their rings and somebody was going to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Apparently, it's all going to be done in Washington as today. The powers that be, the local politicos and the health officials gave them the waiver that the Nationals were looking for. And so game one for the New York Yankees will be in the Nationals ballpark in Washington, D.C., and not in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So that is going to be next Saturday. By the way, Cole has been better than he was tonight. He went into the sixth inning, and I'm sure that Sweeney and Ed may have given you his line, but if not, five and two-thirds innings, two earned runs, four hits, seven Ks, no walks, also very, very important, more important than any other numbers, and he did hit one batter, Ford and Andujar. Back-to-back, belly-to-belly. Ford and Andujar back-to-back with the home runs. And for Andujar, you think the Yankees are going to try to find a spot somewhere for him? That is his second home run in summer training off of Cole. Urshela later on with the home run off of Dan Otero. And Estrada on fire off of Tyler Lyons, his third home run of summer training. Now, as you know, testing had been an issue with Major League Baseball. You know from Chris Bryant not too long ago, about a week and a half ago, Chris Bryant was complaining. We were told we were going to be tested every other day, and it would take maybe a day and a half, 2 days before for us to find out about the testing. Well, he had to wait a little while before getting test number one, and then to get the results, he had to wait about 8-9 days. So he and the Chicago Cubs and a lot of other baseball players in other summer camps were not very happy with the frequency of the testing and then with the results. Well, 1 week now before opening day, a very small number of positives with the very latest testing numbers. Here is what we're talking. There have been 10,548 samples with the testing in the last week, 7-8 days, where only six of 10,548 testing positive, and that's 0.05%. And of the six players, of the six people, five were players and one was a team staff member. So when Major League Baseball released its very, very first batch of test results on July 3rd, The number was still small, but a little bit bigger than 0.05. It was almost 1.5% positive. And so far, what we have, it looks, I mean, this is very, very positive that all of these ball players were testing negative. But so far, 13 players have tested positive, and 11 umpires have opted out. Now, a couple of, the Zimmerman and Joe Ross and a couple of others, they, of course, opted out. They were not with the testing of the positive. The Nationals, as I mentioned, and we'll take a break right away, your telephone calls, you know, from the number, you know, we're going to be here till 3. The Nationals have been cleared to play in Washington, so that'll be next Thursday night, the opener of 2020, and we could only hope and wish and pray that the opener is followed by Game 2 and then Game 3 right through Game 60. In the meantime, with the Nationals getting the okay, the Dodgers in Hollywood, they are still hoping that in California they'll be able to play a Chavez Ravine. Same thing in Toronto. They are in the hoping we get the approval to play. And, of course, in Florida, they're hoping. In Texas, they're hoping. In Arizona, they're hoping. And still, with some of the testing snafus being ironed out right now, 1 week, actually less than 1 week to go before the start of the 2020 baseball season. And once upon a time, we had baseball in April and May and June and July. I'm sure you remember once upon a time. Now, opening day is going to be July. It's not easy to say. It's not March, not April. Once upon a time, we had opening day in March and April. You remember. But now opening day is next Thursday, July 23rd. The game will be in Washington. And right now, because of the latest with the series of testing, all systems go. In one day, out the next, Yasiel Puig tested positive. He's not going to be signing with Atlanta. We will take a break. And, of course, Daniel Snyder, got to mention this real quick, and we can talk about it. Daniel Snyder vows to institute, and he's the one that's going to be doing the instituting with a new culture and some new standards of behavior within his organization. You know about the 15 cases of sexual harassment. The NFL said today they are seriously considering fining Washington and disciplinary measures against individuals involved will take place once a thorough investigation takes place. And guess who's handling the investigation? Daniel Snyder. The NFL is deferring to him. And, of course, he is going to, what he did today was basically legalize the situation, fix from within. And, as I say, the NFL will defer on that, allowing Snyder to make good all of the alleged bad. Is he capable? Can you trust this man? The NFL says it'll monitor the investigation and Snyder's redo and take any action and make what disciplinary action they need to take from the investigation that Daniel Snyder is going to be engineering and handling. So the NFL is trusting Snyder. You got to put quotes around the word trusting when you have it in the same sentence with Snyder. The NFL is trusting Snyder to fix the situation, and is he capable of anyone's trust? And the NFL not urging him to sell. And we will do the due diligence and with the due process and the investigation that Snyder himself is going to be handling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.